The Outsiders, Chapter 2. Dally was waiting for Johnny and me under the streetlight at the corner of Pickett and Sutton, and since we got there early, we had time to go over to the drugstore in the shopping center and goof around. We bought Cokes and blew the straws at the waitress, and walked around eyeing things that were lying out in the open, until the manager got wise to us and suggested we leave. He was too late, though. Dally walked out with two packages of Cools under his jacket. Then we went across the street and down Sutton a little way to the Dingo. There are a lot of drive-ins in town. The Soches go to the Way Out and to Rusty's, and the Greasers go to the Dingo and to Jay's. The Dingo is a pretty rough hangout. There's always a fight going on there, and once a girl got shot. We walked around talking to all the Greasers and hoods we knew, leaning in car windows or hopping into the back seats and getting in on who was running away and who was in jail, and who was going with who, and who could whip who, and who stole what, and when, and why. We knew about everybody there. There was a pretty good fight while we were there between a big 23-year-old greaser and a Mexican hitchhiker. We left when the switchblades came out, because the cops would be coming soon, and nobody in his right mind wants to be around when the fuzz show. We crossed Sutton and cut around behind Spencer's Special, the discount house, and chased two junior high kids across a field for a few minutes. By then it was dark enough to sneak in over the back fence of the nightly double drive-in movie. It was the biggest in town, and showed two movies every night, and on weekends, four. You could say you were going to the nightly double, and have time to go all over town. We all had the money to get in. It only costs a quarter if you're not in a car. But Dally hated to do things the legal way. He liked to show that he didn't care whether there was a law or not. He went around trying to break laws. We went to the rows of seats in front of the concession stand to sit down. Nobody else was there except two girls who were sitting down front. Dally eyed them coolly, then walked down the aisle and sat right behind them. I had a sick feeling that Dally was up to his usual tricks, and I was right. He started talking, loud enough for the two girls to hear. He started out bad and got worse. Dallas could talk awful dirty if he wanted to, and I guess he wanted to then. I felt my ears get hot. Two-Bit or Steve or even Soda would have gone right along with him, just to see if they could embarrass the girls. But that kind of kicks just doesn't appeal to me. I sat there, struck dumb, and Johnny left hastily to get a Coke. I wouldn't have felt so embarrassed if they had been greasy girls. I might even have helped old Dallas. But those two girls weren't our kind. They were tough-looking girls, dressed sharp and really good-looking. They looked about 16 or 17. One had short dark hair and the other had long red hair. The redhead was getting mad, or scared. She sat up straight and she was chewing hard on her gum. The other one pretended not to hear Dally. Dally was getting impatient. He put his feet up on the back of the redhead's chair, winked at me, and beat his own record for saying something dirty. She turned around and gave him a cool stare. "Take your feet off my chair and shut your trap." Boy, she was good-looking. I'd seen her before. She was a cheerleader at her school. I'd always thought she was stuck up. Dally merely looked at her and kept his feet where they were. "Who's gonna make me?" The other one turned around and watched us. "That's the greaser that jockeys for the Slash J sometimes," she said, as if we couldn't hear her. I had heard the same tone a million times. "Greaser, greaser, greaser." Oh yeah, I had heard that tone before too many times. "What are they doing at a drive-in without a car?" I thought, and Dallas said, "I know you two. I've seen you around rodeos. It's a shame you can't ride bull half as good as you can talk it," the redhead said coolly and turned back around. That didn't bother Dally in the least. "You two barrel race, huh?" "You'd better leave us alone," the redhead said in a biting voice, "or I'll call the cops." "Oh, my, my." Dally looked bored. "You've got me scared to death. You ought to see my record sometime, baby." He grinned slyly. "Guess what I've been in for." "Please leave us alone," she said. Why don't you be nice and leave us alone? Dally grinned ruggishly. I'm never nice. Want a Coke? She was mad by then. I wouldn't drink it if I was starving in the desert. Get lost, Hood! Dally merely shrugged and strolled off. The girl looked at me. I was half scared of her. I'm half scared of all nice girls, especially Sosha's. Are you going to start in on us? I shook my head wide-eyed. No? Suddenly she smiled. Gosh, she was pretty. You don't look the type. What's your name? I wish she hadn't asked me that. I hate to tell people my name for the first time. Ponyboy Curtis? Then I waited for the, you're kidding! Or, that's your real name? Or one of the other remarks I usually get. Ponyboy's my real name. Personally, I like it. The redhead just smiled. That's an original and lovely name. My dad was an original person, I said. I've got a brother named Soda Pop. It says so on his birth certificate. My name's Sherry, but I'm called Cherry because of my hair. Cherry Valance. I know, I said. You're a cheerleader. We go to the same school. You don't look old enough to be going to high school, the dark-haired girl said. I'm not. I got put up a year in grade school. Cherry was looking at me. What's a nice, smart kid like you running around with trash like that for? I felt myself stiffen. I'm a grease. Same as Dally. He's my buddy. I'm sorry, Pony Boy, she said softly. Then she said briskly, your brother Soda Pop, does he work at a gasoline station? A DX, I think? Yeah. Man, your brother is one doll. I might have guessed you were brothers. You look alike. I grinned with pride. I don't think I look one bit like Soda, but it's not every day I hear Sosha's telling me they think my brother is a doll. Didn't he used to ride in rodeos? Saddle bronc? Yeah. Dad made him quit after he tore a ligament, though. We still hang around rodeos a lot. I've seen you two barrel race. You're good. Thanks, Cherry said. And the other girl, who was named Marcia, said, how come we don't see your brother at school? He's not any older than 16 or 17, is he? I winced and sighed. I've told you I can't stand it that Soda dropped out. He's a dropout, I said roughly. Dropout. Made me think of some poor, dumb-looking hoodlum wandering the streets, breaking out streetlights. It didn't fit my happy-go-lucky brother at all. It fitted Dally perfectly, but you could hardly say it about Soda. Johnny came back then and sat down beside me. He looked around for Dally, then managed a shy hi to the girls, and tried to watch the movie. He was nervous, though. Johnny was always nervous around strangers. Cherry looked at him, sizing him up as she had me. Then she smiled softly, and I knew she had sized him up right. Dally came striding back with an armful of Cokes. He handed one to each of the girls and sat down beside Cherry. This might cool you off. She gave him an incredulous look, and then she threw her Coke in his face. That might cool you off, greaser. After you wash your mouth and learn to talk and act decent, I might cool off too.